All right, Davis, we are both technically, in a sense, rebooting this upcoming month of July. So I kind of want to, you know, for our listeners who will be continuing to hear my voice, but perhaps not necessarily be continuing to hear your voice, can you kind of at least explain what's new coming up for this year at K&OM for you? And then I'll explain.
Yeah, sure. Well, first of all, it's hard to believe it's almost July already. A year ago, I came in as a K&OM volunteer, and now I am continuing on, rebooting, as Karen said, for my news director position, which means I will be on staff with K&OM rather than staying on as a volunteer for a second year. So I will still be in Nome on K&OM airwaves in varying degrees, but mostly just for newscasts and as a more behind-the-scenes type supporting character for our new volunteers who are coming in and doing the news.
All right. And I also am rebooting of sorts in that I will still be continuing in my volunteer position within the production department. But, you know, with year two comes, you know, new changes and perhaps new challenges. But before we get into what's different, I kind of want to ask you, what do you think is going to be staying the same for you this upcoming year?
It doesn't seem like a whole lot. I guess staying the same will be the types of stories I'm covering. I'll still be covering city council meetings, and my plan or my agenda will be consistent as it was last year. You know, race season during a certain time of the year, summer stories related to salmon and different subsistence things at another point of the year.
Well, for the fans of the AK Country Show, would that be continuing the same?
Yes, thank you for reminding me. I will continue on as the host of AK Country Show this year. Even though I'm staff, I will be available from 2 to 4 every Wednesday playing country hits for Western Alaska.
So there's a lot that's going to be changing, especially your transition from volunteer to staff member. What are kind of your, you know, feelings about kind of, you know, moving out of the volunteer house, but still kind of staying with K&OM?
Well, I feel like it's kind of, you know, the reality of how K&OM operates will sink in a little bit more for me, because as a volunteer, you know, we get a very limited perspective as volunteers. But then as staff, I feel like you get a different perspective that's maybe more whole in the picture. So I'm looking forward to that for sure. It won't be the same. Like, I know we have a volunteer group chat and things like that, you know, volunteer only kind of communication and events that we do and hangouts and things. And that will certainly change for me as I become a staff person.
Speaking of that transition, that's something that I've been thinking about a lot recently, is that, as you mentioned before, the camaraderie involved with kind of being in that same environment, working and living environment with the rest of the volunteers, is something that really affects and enriches the volunteer experience. And even though I'm continuing on in this capacity that I'll still be living at the volunteer house, I'm going to be living with completely different people that I didn't originally start here at K&OM with. And so with that, I mean, there's always a question of like, oh, like, what are they going to be like? And, you know, are they going to be, is it that experience going to be like the experience I had before? But that's the kind of unknowns are also equally exciting, because, you know, that's kind of how I feel like things are rebooting, is that I'm continuing on in this role. I have a lot more confidence going in into this July than I did last July, of course. I know so much more now. But there's also a lot of kind of unknowns and a lot of new experiences that I'm sure I'll experience. Yeah, so it's a lot of, I think, unknowns going forth for the both of us, but a lot staying kind of familiar with us still staying both at K&OM.
Can I ask you a question?
Sure, go ahead.
Right now, in your initial thoughts, where do you think your place in the new group dynamic will be for at the volunteer house?
My place.
What will be your role, I guess?
I think something I've talked about this a lot with Margaret, especially in my initial conversations with both Margaret and Laura about deciding to take on a second year, that naturally, because I do know and have kind of learned more context and information about the region, that just by having that knowledge, I will probably be taking on a more leadership role than I have as just kind of a volunteer among volunteers coming in with the same amount of, or more or less same amount of experience as I've had. But I don't want to just be a leader in the sense that because I just know more and I can share more information, I want to be able to share that information in a really intentional way that I would hope. I don't want to be like alienating with I guess feedback that I could potentially give with my experience. And I also want to be able to really just make improvements within the house dynamic in terms of how we manage, you know, household chores and grocery shopping. I see that there's a lot of things that can be kind of fine-tuned to keep things running smoothly within the house. So I'm excited about doing that. But ultimately, I'm really just excited to be not necessarily like a de facto leader, but just like an active and present member of the house community. Because I think that's something that I had a little bit of a hard time with this year, is just like getting to that point of understanding that it's okay to have time for yourself personally, but also allow yourself to really bond with who you're working with. Because I think sometimes it's easy to think that just by being in the same like environment as someone that you're like bonding with them, but really sometimes it requires just like hanging out and, you know, just doing things outside of work, just, I don't know, be more present and just be around for whatever the new volunteers needed. And hopefully, you know, they can do the same for me for whatever I need for them. I mean, that's the benefit of the volunteer community, is that we're all really kind of there for each other. So we started off with the kind of idea of us rebooting this July. So we're going to close with answering the question, what TV show would you reboot in the year 2017?
Okay. Got it. I would reboot The Newsroom as a movie. I would reboot that and make it a feature film that lasts up to 2 hours and features some of the original cast, but not all, and delves into a what I would call a significant catastrophic news event in their breaking coverage of that event.
I could see that working. You should pitch it in all of your free time that you're going to have now. Honestly, I'm going to go with an oldie but goodie. My all-time favorite sci-fi show from my childhood, which is Stargate SG-1. They did do a reboot. Well, not really a reboot, but they did have a kind of spin-off series. But I think I would encourage them to continue to mine that kind of fictional universe, because I think there's a lot that can go potentially there. And the structure and format of the show, I think, is very lenient towards being taken in any sort of direction. So I don't really have a specific idea in mind, but I think I trust that there's writers out there that can revisit that kind of universe and take it to a really interesting place, especially in 2017. So that's going to be my answer. Well, Davis, thanks again for joining me. Best of luck in your future housing arrangements, as well as your different desk arrangement within the newsroom.
Yeah, happy trails, but, you know, we'll be on the same trail. So what?
All right, well, this is Karen and Davis signing off.